and welcome, folks, to this edition to the Hagmann Report. Yeah, that's right. It's Thursday. It's Thursday already. Thank God for Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday. TGIT. Well, everyone, welcome to tonight's show. With me, of course, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. A lot of things going on. You know, America, we're in our golden age, huh? Does it feel it? Can you feel the golden age? How about if you're on the streets of Brooklyn? Can you imagine being right now like a undercover cop in Brooklyn or in one of the five boroughs? Whew, man. Yeah, you know, you're walking the, or can you imagine even being the federal ICE agents enforcing our constitutional, our constitution essentially in San Francisco or LA? Yeah. Well, you get the idea, right? Yeah. Boy, certainly doesn't feel like a golden age. It feels like the balkanization of America. We've been through you know, pretty traumatic week. And you know what, one last thing I'm going to say about the traumatic week is this. Seriously, you know, are people that really are people that really programmed stupid or ignorant? Yeah. Okay. And, as I mentioned yesterday, coming on and, you know, it's just, it blows my mind. And by the way, the same rules apply to the chat tonight, please. I'm going to tell you right now, again, the ground rules are this. Do not. I will not run away from any kind of debates at all. Okay. And it's proper, in its proper venue, in its proper format when it's framed properly. So please do not start talking about the Jews, about the Jewish issue, about Zionism, about the true Israel or true Jews of the Bible. All right. Because you're falling into the biggest friggin' psyop in the planet. Okay. If you do that, and if you do that, you go with God, but just get the hell out. Just want to mention that. And to the people who are making the videos out there with the upward fry, or the upward ticks and the vocal fry, just pronounce your words correctly. Look, I don't pronounce words sometimes properly, but certainly, you know, what is, again, what I open again. What is it with these people who suddenly have to become Mexican to pronounce a Mexican name? Seriously? Or, you know what I mean, right? Or Islam. When'd you be? What? Seriously? You were born in the Bronx, you moron. Speak like it. All right, with me. With me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. stevequayle.com. Gen6.com. Renaissance Precious Metals. Not by association. No one's going to talk to him, right? Because he's on this platform. I'm proud to have him with me this week, my brother. I'll tell you what, a good friend of quarter century plus or whatever, around there, I guess. I don't know. Been through a lot of crap together. Duck or bleed together. Steve, well, Steve, welcome, sir. Thanks for jumping on.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, I salute your kudos at the beginning. There's so much to talk about, but single reference and single topic claimants to Christianity are missing the bigger picture. Tonight, I pray we're going to give them the bigger picture. And, you know, it's important that people understand the lateness of the hour, the madness of the minute, the sin of the second. But there are bigger issues confronting us, like the starvation nation that's underway, like 1 million people unemployed. But even then, the first part of the show, Doug, we're going to talk about the news, but not what you mentioned, but all of the things that are happening. And then the second hour, we're going to go into some wild stuff, and the wild stuff will express itself. There's a lot of talk about the signs of the sun, moon, and stars, 3-eye atlas. NASA's having the knife put to their throat, literally ordered to shut off all feeds, all information. But the nice thing is there are people around the world that have access to telescopes. There are people that have access to the Vatican telescope. We'll go there in the second hour. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want, if you would be so kind, Eric, I want you to first put up Donald Trump's statement today on social media. This is important. Actually, it's the official Trump email. And then we're going to go to the word, okay? And Doug, you want to read this or you want me to? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If you there is. Okay. So on this is, I believe, on Truth Social, the maybe not, I don't know. I'm pleased to report that today the U.S. has the strongest economy, the strongest borders, the strongest military, the strongest friendships, and the strongest spirit of any nation anywhere. This is the golden age of America, hence why I started out with them. When I started out with him, this is the golden age of America. And now, boy, borders, I have to say, there's probably better than they've been in probably quarter of a century, but beyond that, what do you think, man? I mean,
Here's the thing that I want to do. Eric, I asked Eric, and thank you, Bieta, for typing the last two paragraphs of a prophecy given to me. I'm not a prophet, but I want you to see the word golden age that was given to me, I think 27 years ago. Yeah, 27 years ago. And Eric, if you put that up, the two paragraphs, there we go. And I'm going to read this. And it's important to realize, ladies and gentlemen, this was 27 years ago. As the economies of the nations of the world shake and fall, everyone will run to Babylon to have a safe place for their money. The soothsayers will promise a golden age of prosperity. This is really important. And prosperity. And yet I will bring the world to its knees financially. In one hour, great will be the fall, its fall, meaning the United States. America's stock market is bait that has become the ultimate snare for the foolish. Does not a hunter set his trap to lure even the most cautious of animals with that which arouses the appetite of the beast? The trap is set. The hunter of men's souls is truly poised to strike. Come out from her, my people. You have run out of time. Now, look at this. This was 27 years ago. Now, here it gets really interesting. As Joshua and Caleb encountered the giants of their day, so will you encounter supernatural evil spirits as this great end time scenario unfolds. You must fight against the onslaught with the sword of my spirit, the blood of Jesus. Be not afraid, for in this encouragement of my strength, it is the encouragement of my strength, the power of my might, that you might appropriate by faith that which will cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the same prophecy is, it was specific that no airplanes would fly, no airplanes would fly, no trucks would run, and the railroads, everything was going to shut down. And God made the statement that he's going to bring the United States to a complete standstill, so they might consider their ways. I believe this is, as I've said before, the scripture is clear. Shall not the God of the God of the whole earth do right? You know, I'm not quoting it exactly, but that's what it says, you know. And the thing, the word of God. So what I want people to understand about this, and I probably left off one paragraph, but it'll be in the notes. 27 years ago, the golden age, that what God was showing is that the whole world was going to run to the United States for their investments. Never in the history of the world has there been more, bait set than the whole AI, the whole, if you will, trillions of dollars put into the stock market, with 75% of the stock market, I think less than 7 stocks. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no way for AI to pay off. But everybody wants to get on the bandwagon of AI because they don't want to be left off the bandwagon. And so literally they want their last chance at the brass ring, if I can say it that way, Doug. So what is critical tonight in the first hour of the show is where we're at in the economy. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the economy has crashed. It takes $100 billion a month to make all the SNAP EBT, SNAP, obviously food stamp, EBT transfers, all of the different programs. And that's a lot of money. There's only $9 billion in the trust fund. But here's what I want people to understand. 50% of that is absolutely illegal immigrants who never paid in a cent, but they're extracting 50%. So that means half of the country is being raped, pillaged, and plundered, and we're undergoing, after the dammy, I'm just going to call the guy dammy, under all the dammy, oh, good night, rah-rah, his communist rhetoric, his Islamic declarations, his attacking Trump. Everything is basically Bravo Sierra. And so this is what's critical. I like what basically Hal Turner said. They're out of their freaking minds. And ladies and gentlemen, what people must understand, everybody will vote themselves a golden egg until the golden goose has nothing more to give. This is the takeover and takedown. Now, I'm on record saying the United States is Mystery Babylon. I'm on record saying New York is that great city that's going to be destroyed in 1 hour. Not a threat, just the prophetic word in the book of Revelation. How can so many people forget 9/11? How can so many people forget what's gone on in the Middle East when the number one, they call him the head chopper, comes into this country and the president of the United States welcomes him as a conquering, if you will, victor? And ladies and gentlemen, this is a man that was responsible for the death of literally thousands of Christians, the beheading of them, the head choppers, what they call them, and the literally, not him, but others under him, were carving up Christians, dead Christians, basically cleaning them like a deer and hanging the meat in the Syrian Damascus market. So we've gone insane as a nation. That is my opinion. You cannot turn insanity around with more insanity. And this is why it's so critical, Doug, in my opinion, that we cover this in the first hour. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's no going back. What was it stated? 1 million jobs have been lost year to date. 1 million jobs. They're not coming back, everybody, between AI and robotics and the biggest billionaires on the planet, maybe with the exception of Elon Musk. And I want to go on record saying, I said on your show, Doug, and I said a year and a half ago, he will be the first trillionaire publicly. And, you know, he was just given his $1 trillion bonus because the man is absolutely brilliant, a genius, and everybody's counting on the next big thing. So we're now in a position where my suggestion is, if you take the top 10 billionaires, why don't they put their money together to basically put the working people back so they're not starving to death? And I watch the YouTube videos, and I watch a lot of them. By the way, one of my favorite sites now is The Epic Economist, because he does make some amazing draws and conclusions and parallels. But when you see people that have been working for most of their adult life being given a green slip, or you call it whatever, being flipped off in the email, it's tragic. It's tragic. And a part of the Illuminati and the globalists is to starve the American people to death. Now, how do I know that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, fortunately, with our Glyph Project, we can read, how do I say, we can read the sign symbols and the fallen ones language. And it's not like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, look what they're doing to, you know, mess us up today. But by knowing that.
Sorry. That was my bad. I hit a button.
But by knowing that, we can warn people ahead of time. And I'm telling you, what's going to come is going to basically, I'm sorry to say it this way, Doug, bottom line, I won't pull any punches. I'm following your statement. There's no more filters, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What is coming is already being seen on the store shelves. The amount of everything from canned goods to fresh produce. And by the way, the fresh produce is being taken at the point of the growers and the processors by the U.S. military. That is a fact. All that stuff that's I've warned about, the empty shelves, there's no container ships coming from China anymore. And we, in our terrifying, terrible foreign policy, I'm on record, the tariffs don't do a thing to put 1 million people back to work when they're absolutely that the tariffs are reflecting the prices that the people pay. There's no future hope. There is no future hope. Well, why are you taking my hope away? Because if you get with the program and you start basing your decisions on reality, you can't hope for, what do they call them? Pink ponies and unicorns when there are no pink ponies or unicorns coming to save you. And I really mean this, that everything I'm saying can be checked out, but it's a good thing for the powers, the evil powers that be, that people don't think. And I believe it was Goering, the former head of the Luftwaffe, who made that statement. It's a good thing for us, people don't think. I.e., now we're seeing some of the most atrocious events taking place, people being stabbed. And look at the color of their skin. Look at the color of their hair. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. But there is a war against white people. And the war is because of the abomination of damnation, in my opinion, and his racial strife that he started stirring up, and his community, what did he call them? The community organizers. And now we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, New York City has fallen to the Muslims. And I'm telling everybody that lives there, if you want freedom, escape now. Escape now. Escape now.
Can you fight now? Can you fight now? Can you fight now? Or is it too late for that? And I ask that because, I'm thinking, okay, if that happened in my hometown, I prefer, look, okay, you can't judge me because, I'm a little bit off, okay? People, I'd rather shoot than move, okay? As simple as that, Steve. I'd rather, if my neighbor started blasting, for example, the call to prayer out of his house over a loudspeaker, I'd take out that loudspeaker and I would make no apologies. And I'll stop there because I could give a number of examples, but what about fighting for this?
Well, here's the deal. If you talk to guys who are, real warriors, not wannabe, not never were, and, you tier one guys, the cream of the crop of U.S. military, it's hit and run, okay?
Yeah, never served, I'm not saying that I would be effective, but that one, maybe with that one, I'd be effective. A lot of people who are, I don't know. I think a lot of people feel like this is bullshit, man.
And I don't believe that I don't believe pacifism is biblical. And here's what Jesus said. He said, sell your cloak and go buy a sword, okay? The Apostle Paul said, any man that doesn't provide for his family, their security and safety, is worse than an infidel. That's like, and by the way, Paul was preaching to the Gentiles. And so now we've got, in this country, Doug, the perfect storm. And I remember you and I talked about it years ago, even after 9/11, when we were talking about the Islamification of America. We were talking about the Imam Mahdi coming. That's kind of, if you will, the savior of the Muslim world. And, I think it's problematic now that the call to prayer first started in Dearborn, Michigan. Then it moved, I believe, to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you mark my words, it will be heard in New York. And again, what I think is so important, ladies and gentlemen, you're being dispossessed by the demon possessed. Okay? That's something
that's good. That's very good. Yes. Yeah.
The Americans are being dispossessed by the demon possessed. Why? Well, first of all, the churchianity folks would never stand up for Jesus, Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. Yet when the light of the world ceases to be effective, when the salt of the earth loses its savor, the scripture is very clear. We're turned into road mix. That's what actually they use salt that lost its savor. They use, the Romans used it to pave the roads. And I tell people, when that happens, the road mix becomes roadkill, okay? And this is what's happening. This is why the Great Deception, we're going to deal with that in the second hour. But this is why it's so problematic. Now, I want to deal with something else that we're watching. That Eric, if you put up the seven sins of Sodom, well, it's not just the seven sins of Sodom, but most people think that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed just because of sodomy. That was only part of it. And a lot of people need to understand that the United States is guilty of so many of these events. Now, look, I don't bash my country. I love the country that was. I hate the country that's been taken over. Okay, so
you know, to add to that, and I haven't seen this, but what you're about to put up, but I mean, think about it, folks. You've got a purple haired I don't even know what you'd call Deloro, you know, this freak out of the Northeast. You've got the other freak that's dressed, a guy dressing up like a woman in the house, okay? You got the blue-haired, again, freak, Representative Deloro, that, you know, you've got all of these people that are in positions of leadership, some even promoting the lawlessness that we're seeing, and some, most embracing, or many embracing this perversion of God's creation. And then you've got the populace, in addition to all of that, they are rejecting Jesus, but accepting, you know, the Muslims as if this is, I saw a video, Steve, I just want to bring this up, you know, I don't know where this was, some influencer media person, social media person was walking around saying, asking, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? And of course, everyone that he showed, with I think maybe one exception, was no, and get out of my face, no. And I thought, okay, well, you know, if this would have been like in 1955 or 1965, maybe that answer might be different. But today, good luck with finding somebody that would say yes. And, you know, this is the result. We're not living, Steve, and I'm going to shut up after this, but we are not living in a land whose, we're living in a land, I'll just say what we're living. We're living in a land whose problem is not politics, but spirituality. It's the belief system. It's a moral compass. It's the embracing of the biblical truths. And once you throw those out the door, out the window, then you're in big trouble. But then, you know, okay, so, and not to the point, not word to the point, Stephen, I believe this to be true. We've got here very quickly, you mentioned the homosexual President Obama, the fake President of homosexual Obama, and Big Mike. We got here because, in large part, because of his influence. And then, of course, you got the potato head, but the communists in that potato head administration. So you combine all that up, and here we are. And here we are. And, you know, very it slow at first, and then bam, all of a sudden. And I think, you know, that's where we're at. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to kind of throw that.
No, that's critical, Doug, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're the country that basically wax the penis off little boys. We're the country that cuts the breasts off of women, reverses the hormones. And I think those people that do that, they need to be basically done away with. They're doing away with human reproduction, with the vaccination, vaccines, COVID-19, and all the derivations and all the crap that's gone in there, and all the really smart molecular biologists and all the people who have explained it ad nauseum, yet they're still giving the shots. They're still pushing the freaking narrative. And I'm telling you point blank, my opinion of everybody in the Republican Senate and in the Republican House of Representatives is buck, 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 buck. Ooh, okay? Buck, 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 group, because in essence, where were they when President Trump was getting ramrodded on the Steele dossier, which, by the way, was a total, not only psyop, but was put into operation to keep Trump and keep the eyes on Russia. Well, the Chinese pretty much took over the politics of this country. And now you have Gavin Newsom, new scum, reapportioning the states so they can win all the elections. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is a poker game that you can't win. And again, you step away from it. And I will say this, I'm not kidding when I say flee for your lives from New York. Flee for your lives. Because when people start to see the true ramifications of, and I believe it, they have to be the dumbest people on the planet. Of course, they're all, who voted, the younger generation, citizens of public education. This is why I've made the statement for so many years. Look, we have undergone a communist takeover and takedown. Why hasn't George Soros been arrested? Too much money. Why has, the community organizers who've been paid huge money under the table, why are all the people that are causing all of the commotion being paid huge money on the table? And it's because of the poop Republicans. They did not stand up. Oh, sure. After the fact, everybody's an expert. But even the ones that were supposedly the most conservative, and I'm not talking about Lady G, Lindsey Graham. I'm talking about the ones that were in a position to say something. Now, let's fast forward and flash back to the churches. The churches became politically correct. In essence, Ichabod was written over the door. The biggest mega churches, they wouldn't say what you and I are saying, Doug, to save their soul. That's okay, because in my opinion, if they don't lift up Jesus, they're damned. Oh, you shouldn't judge. I don't judge. The sentence is in God's hand. But I'm told this is a scripture, he who is spiritual discerns all things.
I don't mean to take you off track, but did you see that supposed alleged pastor? First of all, any pastors or priests or preachers or ministers or whatever those people think they are, say they are, that are lesbians and dressing up in, weird colors and got butch haircuts, the dykes and the lesbians. Okay, no, get the hell off. Get out of here. Get out of here, because you're not following biblical. You're not following the word of God, number one. Number two, did you just happen to see that black, again, pastor, is that right, that got this Rolls Royce delivered to his church? And if that's not bad enough, you got supporters saying yeah, like clapping like friggin' seals. What is wrong with you people? Well, you're in a cult if you're with Make America Great Again. Again, help. Did you see that, though? I mean,
I see it all, and I'll give you people who know who I'm talking about. They can fill in the blanks. But some of the preachers, here's what they said. This is a direct quote. Now, you give to the rich man because a rich man, God is blessed. And if you give the rich man your money, you'll be blessed. I call that the Christian television shakedown. And I'm serious. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why the majority, and it is the majority, of Christendom, spelled with a D-U-M-B on the end, they will not speak up. They will not stand up. And I get all the time, Doug, I mean, you should see, and I'm not paying any more attention to it, but, when they put F-U in the headlines or whatever, they don't listen to what we say. And this is something that's hit me really hard in the night, because I'm up and down, and make no bones about it, because I'm checking emails, I'm checking overseas markets, and I'm just basically wired, Well, that's me. I'm not suggesting anybody else should do it, but where there is no Jesus lifted up, there is no conviction of sin. The Holy Spirit's job, and Jesus defined it. When he comes into the world after Pentecost, he won't speak of himself, but he will speak of me. Now, the reason that is, Jesus said, if he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto himself. But he will not be lifted up because everybody's more concerned with their kingdom than the Lord's kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Now, this is a generation that says, well, you know, brother, I got to tell you, God's appointed you to be a priest. Well, God didn't appoint you to pick the pockets of the people. It's no longer how many pickles did Peter Popper pick? It's how many pockets did the preachers, pick?
And for that reason, I just want to add this. For that reason, I think we should repeal the 19th Amendment. How's that? Ladies, don't throw anything at me. You know I'm right. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, here's the deal. And when something is too far gone, Doug, it's too far gone. And I maintain, I'm not a broken record, but I will say this. I am on record. Before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States, primarily Russia, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. I maintain that I don't know where we're at on that, but I maintain that has already been fulfilled. The Golden Age. Let me explain to everybody what the Golden Age is. That is the time prior to the creation of Adam and Eve on the pre-Adamic earth. And don't tell me, oh, that's the sons of Cain marrying the daughters of, Abel or Seth. The bottom line is Seth after Abel was murdered. But that's not true. Everything in the Old Testament is after its kind and likeness. So when the gods rule the earth, they're talking about demigods, and they're talking about FAs, fallen angels. And this is something that's smart. Marjorie Taylor Greene, kudos to her, because she said fallen angels, and she couldn't be more exact. Now, how can I say that with such a surety or assurance? Because when we started the Glyph Project 3 years ago, we arrived, and I guess I can say this, at the conclusion in the beginning that all the signs, symbols, rock, petroglyphs, petro art, everything was a language from the pre-Adamic period, and that there was a central thread of rebellion, hatred towards God, and also the praise of Lucifer. And I'll make it simple for everybody. Lucifer demands his worshipers call him Lucifer because he still has the idea in his head that he's going to overthrow God at the Battle of Armageddon. Guess what? It's going to happen. But what's important for everyone, and kudos again to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I saw people mocking her, and I thought, Lord, they can't be any more of hyenas and jackals than they already are. And you know what hyenas and jackals are? They're basically, they're predators, but they're also carrion. They basically eat, stuff that's dead and stuff they kill themselves. So, I was blown away when I heard her say that, because in all the glyphs that we're translating, we're getting a heads up on what the devil's going to do. And even though, and some of you who are, subscribers of Glyph Report, you know what you're being told. And this is why when we get into the second part of the show and we talk about 3-Eye Atlas, we talk about the Vatican alien agenda. I'll show some images from our film that should be out, God willing, by the end of November. A lot of setbacks, a lot of spiritual resistance to it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's different than anything I've ever done. I am not the director, nor am I the writer. I am the producer, and I am, I guess you would say, the final script editor to make sure everything lines up with the word. And obviously, I think you'll be impressed when you see those images in the second hour of the show. Now, here's the thing I want people to understand. Doug, I believe my time and your time, and I'm not saying your time is dependent on mine or mine on yours, but we only have so much time left to warn the people. We only have so much time left that there'll be anything on the shelves to buy. And I put out a private briefing. We put out the last two, and they're pretty disturbing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want information and intel that'll save your life, go to Gen 6, Gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, and order a private briefing subscription. There's nothing like it in the world. And when I say that is because we get some pretty interesting stuff, because when people see someone, and in this case, we have subscribers that are in, you know, different agencies. I don't know them by name, and obviously they have so many cutouts. But when we hear back from some of those people, you guys are giving us better open source intelligence than supposedly our top secret ones. This is the private briefing, the truth about what's really going on. The one we just put out is so, how should I say this, so in depth and in detail on food that is being weaponized. And Doug, the entities, I'm talking the supernatural evil entities that are showing up in the glyphs, and that's exactly what Google found, and they shut down the results on their famous Willow chip. They were looking for parallel dimensions, and they found them, but they didn't like what they found because they were dealing with mythological creatures. They were dealing with references to monsters. And look, there was no way for them to input this because they were using quantum computing. And so this is important. The amount of operations that a quantum computer can do are literally off the charts. But what happens, and this is something I want people to understand, what happens when the different people that are working on their own version of quantum AI computers, what happens when the computers go to war against humans? Because we've already seen cases where AI, I do not call it, you know, artificial intelligence, it's alien infestation. And that's exactly, when I use the term alien, I'm not talking about grays or Pleiadians. I'm talking about supernatural evil entities known as fallen angels, a demon, I could say this 1,000 times and people still won't get it. A demon is a disembodied spirit of the combination of a fallen angel and an earth woman. And people will argue with me, and they say, well, Jesus said in heaven, they're neither given or taken in marriage, but are as the angels. I say, yeah, that's in heaven. But when we're talking about the angels that left heaven, came to earth, and by the way, if they can transform themselves and angels of light, they can put on the correct plumbing. And this is where all the myths, all the legends, you can't go into Greek mythology, Roman mythology, where some god, little g, is always cavorting with an earth woman and producing, in Zeus's case, obviously, you know, Hercules. And in Greek mythology, there's two groups. There's obviously the Titans, the equivalent of fallen angels, and the Olympians. And ladies and gentlemen, this is where, knowing all this ancient stuff, you can see it all being focused, coming into everyone's clarity and understanding, because these entities want to be worshipped, and they're inserting themselves back into our dimension. You know that nobody that I know of that's in a pulpit will even deal with that. They won't. They won't. Because they don't want to, oh, I don't want to scare my parishioners. You better be giving them the truth, or you're literally sentencing them to hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and their worm dieth not, you know? And that's from the lips of Jesus. That's not a metaphor. That's not an allegory. That's a literal thing. When Jesus said there was a certain man, that means that man had identity. In this case, it was spelled out. It was spelled out Lazarus. It was spelled out the rich man and the beggar. You know, it's spelled out. Or a certain woman, you know. So in essence, and Jesus is so wonderfully kind. He wasn't trying to, how should I say this? He wasn't trying to slam people by their, you know, by their names, you know, but he was sharing truths that people said, oh, that's just a metaphor. Nobody gave Jesus more stress, more trouble than the most religious people of the day. And there were Pharisees and Sadducees. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. Here's the oldest joke I know from 50 years ago, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. They were sad, you see? Well, look, here's the problem. The devil has not let up. The devil works night night and day. He doesn't take a coffee break. He isn't snorting cocaine, although a lot of people that worship him are. The power that's been promised. Look, let's take Dick Cheney. If I'll draw your attention to something, Doug, and I'll make sure I don't take it where it shouldn't go. But he's one of the most evil and corrupt men in the history of American politics, in my opinion. I had 4-star generals tell me the active duty. Well,
let's make sure. Who are we talking about here?
Dick Cheney.
Okay, all right.
Yep. And I had 4-star. Okay, so he just died. And he just died. And ladies and gentlemen, what do you think his fate was? If you read Kathy O'Brien's book, The Transformation, What Is It of America? I mean, there's nothing more heartbreaking than her testimony of what happened to her. But ladies and gentlemen, it happens. We're watching children sold into slavery. And I want to jump forward to something now, right now, concerning that, Doug. When the people cannot feed themselves, when they're looking for any hope, that's when the government comes on with FEMA camps. That's when they come on and say, look, we'll give you some meals, we'll have a place to sleep, what they call it, 3 squares and a cot or whatever, you know, and you just got to go. So they'll show up at churches and white buses. This is from pastors themselves, and they'll separate the men and the women, the wives from the husbands, and the children from their parents. Guess where the children go? Just where the Maui children went. Just where all of the children who are disappearing go. They go into the sex slave markets of the world. Those that get a chance to live, the other ones are sacrificed. And we are the most bloodthirsty occult nation in the world. And I know, I've followed all this stuff for decades. Should people believe me because I'm saying this stuff? No, but I've done my homework, and it behooves people to take this stuff to the Lord in prayer. And we have too many handmaidens from hell, okay? I'm not kidding you when I say that. We have too many busybodies that open up every statement, well, I think. Well, you can think all you want. That doesn't make it right.
I like the I feel better. Okay, so it's not I think. I feel, and I should add this, Steve, to your point, okay, the FEMA camps and, you know, certainly will feed you. I find it very interesting when you look, there's some deep fakes out there. There's some satire accounts, and I get all that, okay? But when you've got multi-generations on some sort of dependency of the government, what you're witnessing, and again, this is why I strived to really touch on what I thought was important. You're watching the result of engineered behavior. Right? I mean, yes. This did not happen. For example, my mom, my grandma, we rely on these EBT, SNAP benefits. Okay. That should never have been, you know, and I remember 1 week. Okay. Now I thought I was pretty well off growing up and that, you know, in retrospect, no, not really, because I remember one week when I was a very young person, right after they passed the food stamps, and they were actual food coupons. My father was on strike, and like he had been on strike for a number of, sadly, I mean, he wanted to work. In fact, he did things to work, and then it's a long story, but they threatened to kill him. I remember my mom taking me to the grocery store, and this only happened one time. She got food stamps, the actual food coupons, and she could not bear to hand them to the cashier. And she was getting like stuff I really didn't care to eat, but you know, it was all stuff that was important for survival. And she made me hand it to the cashier, and she was crying her eyes out. And I couldn't understand as a young person, I couldn't understand what that, you know. But now you've got this entitlement, but it's the whole thing is this: it's a learned, it's an engineered behavior. Those people who are creating this, who have created this, you think you really think they've done you a favor? They haven't. And then when they take it away from you, just as Steve said, man, they're gonna have their way with you and your kids. So, Steve, I didn't, again, I just remembered that.
This is critical. This is critical, what you just said, because, ladies and gentlemen, the food and what do we call them, the coupons, they're going to allow you only so many calories a week are already printed. I talked to somebody that knows somebody in the print shop, and they were locked up, the ration coupons, that's the word I'm looking for. And I don't care if you believe me. Oh, I don't feel our government would do that. Yes, they would. And right now we're watching the, how do I say this, the circumstances being put into play that will bring that about. And this is why, and I listen, God opens the doors for me, and thank you, Doug, for all the years you've let me talk. Mike Adams, and obviously at one point Alex, until somebody told him, and I think you know who I'm talking about, under no circumstances put quail on anymore. Well, look, here's the thing. We have to be responsible for the information. And I've told people, imagine you're in front of a firing squad and they put the whatever over your eyes, a bandana, and you think by humming and singing happy tunes that the bullets aren't going to end your life. And that's how we are, in my opinion, in this generation. People think, well, if I don't talk about it, or the famous Barbara Bush statement, why would I want to poison my beautiful mind with that? Well, there's an answer to that, and I won't go into that, but I will tell you this. I know that, how do I say this? I know so many people that have been traumatized, and what we're talking about, Doug, is we are talking about an entire country beguiled, okay, bedeviled, and if they don't repent, be damned.
Oh, I love it. That could be a sound clip, sound bite just alone. What was it? Said it, beguiled, bedeviled, bedamned.
Yep.
There it is.
Beguiled, bedamned. Yeah. So why it's important is this. Listen, I really wish I had enough money to those women who have kids. I'm talking about the ones that had jobs that just got laid off, okay? I'm not talking about welfare queens. I want to make that clear. But I don't have the ability to step in and I say this, come to the rescue and give them hope for another day. Because despair destroys. Despair destroys. And we're watching the destruction of a nation. And so when I hear that America's the greatest country in the world, and what you read from Donald J. Trump, every one of those statements, in my opinion, was not accurate. We do not have the strongest military in the world. We do not have the best military technology in the world. Our stealth $1 trillion program is totally no longer valid. And I'll tell you what the Russians have succeeded in doing, and kudos to their scientists, they have quantum radar. They have quantum sonar. Basically, they have achieved something that most people think is impossible, that simply two particles communicating from a distance, and the particle that's, let's say, in another submarine is disturbing the particle that you transmitted, and it's a mind-boggling thing. Or let's take Skyfall. By the way, that was the name of James Bond movie. I'm trying to figure out the angle in that, but Skyfall, I can't pronounce the Russian name. I wouldn't insult them by trying to pronounce it, but there's nothing like it in the world. That's not a lie. That's not, oh, you're just a Russian propagandist. No, I am a weapons. I would say this, somebody who knows how to read technical stuff and somebody that knows and has followed the development of some of the most sophisticated weapon in the world. But here's the point that I want you to understand, everybody. A cruise missile that can stay indefinitely at altitude, and the altitude's classified, but President Putin told the world they have this, they've achieved it. And I get here's the thing. I can't understand President Trump always, or the British press. I can understand them. In my opinion, they're a bunch of liars, but always knocking Putin, always knocking Medvedev. I've never seen either one of those guys be disrespectful or threatening to bomb the shit out of anybody, okay? And I'm quoting the President of the United States when I say that.
Exactly. You know, yeah, we're in kind of a, man, you nailed it. I don't think I have to add. I mean, you just nailed it. And the war, picture this. And I was thinking about this, Steve, and the warfare that we may face or will face, and I'm sure whether it's us personally or not, but in the future, not so distant future, is going to look a lot like, you know, the book of Revelation, the prophecies, and Daniel as well. Maybe the future wars are not going to be conventional wars, and we're seeing that. So we're that close. We know we're in that season, and we should pay attention. We're not going to know the day, the hour, but we know we're close. It doesn't take a biblical scholar to realize that. So you're right. I mean, man, yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, and I think a good example, it used to be a statement like, close doesn't count in horseshoes, hand grenades, and I added atom bombs, okay? Because here is the point. Just within the last 10 days, the president said he's going to have a nuclear open air test to show the world we're still the biggest guns on the world. That's not true. We have no functional 5-megaton weapons. We have no functional 25-megaton weapons. That's a million tons of TNT equivalent. We have no 100-megaton weapons. And Poseidon nuclear torpedoes are positioned. They can't be found. They cannot be found. So, ladies and gentlemen, why do all the nations of the West want to keep pushing nuclear war? And I would be furiously pissed off. Oh, I'm sorry for that word. No, I'm not. I would be furiously pissed off if the United States and you and I would fight against some nation saying, we're going to come into the U.S. and we're going to divide up the states and we're going to take all your stuff and you're going to own nothing. I want to jump into my computer screen. You know, the point that I is critical.
And just so people get this, that's what, again, the last for solo programs, not to keep referring to this, but you can tell, Steve, and I'm sure, and folks, you can probably relate to this. Those people, when Russia invaded, and I use air quotes for that, Ukraine, how many people put Ukrainian flags in their bio? Okay. And to me, we would not be here without that, without, again, that engineered behavior, with that mind control behavior. And I'm not going to, you can go back and listen to the influence operations and such. So now, again, you have people, and think about think about the lunacy of this. You have people carrying Mexican flags or flags of Hamas down the streets of every major blue city in this country, and some red cities too. And what sense does that make? If you come to this country, you're not seeking refuge. You're seeking to conquer. And that's what you have always said that. You have said that so many times. And we're seeing it play out. But you know what? The very people, you know, they will stand and say, this is progress. This is being, you know, my heart pours. This is being a humanitarian. No, it's being, you're walking right into a victim status, you moron. Go ahead, sir.
The problem with morons is they multiply faster than rabbits, okay? And you can see that rabbits multiply really quickly. And I think it's important, Doug, that you aren't going to be here all the time. Neither am I. That's not a death wish. It's not a death sentence. It's not
reality.
An announcement. But the bottom line is it's reality. And the amount of background intel that's being given to me is the day of independent press, especially on the internet, is coming to a total end. You can already see it in Britain. You can already see it in France. You can already see it in nations of the world. And with a digital ID, everybody is going to be either in rebellion or they're going to submit. to the boot on their neck. I'm telling everybody, do not get a digital ID. They are trying to destroy you. They're going to bring you into the mark of the beast. Let's say you got $1 million in Bitcoin profit, okay? I know there's people that have more than that. But what happens when the powers that be introduce a digital ID? Hey, another rhyme. And in essence, in order to tap your till and be able to extract that, the money that you made, oh, we're sorry, Mr. Hagman. We're sorry, Mr. Q. That would be me. You can't have access to your funds because you didn't take your digital ID. Oh, and we feel so bad for you. Yeah, you bet. When I hear Larry Fink, BlackRock, or whatever Fink, there's so many Finks, but that one, BlackRock Fink, is talking about so casually, you'll own nothing and be happy. That's all that, you know, the head of the WEF, Klaus Schwab the Slob, said before he got, you know, taken out of the picture because too many people were getting too furious. So they had to go back into the stealth mode. But ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a good example. This is critical. The United States is broke. The United States is broke. President Trump had to have a friend of his put up $130 million, and that's not that much money, a billionaire, to pay the troops their salaries. Do you understand what's going to happen? Because we go totally broke. I'm telling you this. I think I said this, Doug, 20 years on your show. There'll come a time when America will abandon its fighting men around the world. Remember that?
Oh, yes. And folks, I can tell you some of the off-air conversations we had. Steve has been equally, if not, well, I'm going to say as insightful, even perhaps more so, you know, throughout the years I've known him, 25 years ago to today. It's always been very consistent, very, very much building on the information you already provided. And you did say that. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to build you up or give you any kind of useless recognition, but just to state that the entire Steve Quayle that you see here has always existed, and it really has kind of, again, you know, building upon pieces of information you folks heard from him years ago, decades ago, whether the venue was coast to coast or whatever. So yes, and you're 100% accurate. I guess I didn't need to give that long explanation.
Well, no, but here I think it's important, Doug, because I always get the criticism and I'm aware of it. Oh, you're so arrogant. You're so proud. I say, arrogant and proud, I take everything the Lord gives me. And I'm talking Jesus Christ. And I say, Lord, I couldn't have done this stuff. That prophecy I just quoted from 27 years ago, and there's other ones on my website, those are prophetic words, okay? But they're coming to pass. They kind of look like they would come to pass or different times. But here's what I want to share with everybody. Do not get on an airplane at this time to go and visit your relatives for Thanksgiving. Do not do it. If you can't say what you want to say, sure, it's one thing to hug. If you're not prepared to rent a car and drive back, because the plan is to bring the United States to a complete standstill. Now, the Luciferians want that to happen, but God declared he is going to bring that to pass. So look at what's happening. By the way, the UPS didn't just have an engine fall off. And for the record, there was a bomb on board. A real bomb, and even the Democrats behind the scenes are trying to figure out what was on the shipping manifest. Look, I've been a UPS and FedEx shipper for 40 years at least, and as long as those services have existed. And every time I send a FedEx or receive one, there's tracking information. So what they begin to do, I'll tell you the investigation, you'll appreciate this, Doug, they go through all their known shippers. They go through all their known recipients. I think there's, 2 million packages a day? That's a lot. But with a supercomputer, it's not tough. And you're going to watch this story fade away too, because somebody wanted to deliver a package to somebody or a group to blow them up. Now, obviously, the
Two things on that. Just okay. If you can, working backwards, if you can, please expand on that, or perhaps you were going to when I interrupted. But the second thing is, Steve, when I saw that plane, the dash cam footage of that plane, and then there were a couple of different views of the UPS plane. You know, to me, it looked like no other, for whatever reason, no other airline crash I've seen before. But it was almost like I recognized that from a movie. Okay, now, I'll just put a period there, but with respect to the first part, please expand on what you mean by that,
to the extent. Listen, every part of truth, every bit of truth, every thread of truth is being covered up. Why is it being covered up? Because if you know who the shipper was, and by the way, I'm told the shipper gave an address that was a burned out building. Now, how could I know that? Well, I couldn't, but somebody wanted me to be able to know it was a fake shipper and it wasn't, you know, John Doe of the Democratic National Convention or Pete Smith, I'm just making these names up, of the Republican National Committee, but somebody wanted a package delivered and it prematurely detonated. It could have been done by a signal, most of the bombs that go off in the air are barometric. They have barometric triggers. They hit a specific altitude. The barometric pressure is there. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we don't even expect the truth anymore. I don't, because there's no truth in them. And if they're globalists, Illuminists, or Luciferians outright, the last thing they're going to do is tell the truth. But the problem is, Doug, in my opinion, due to neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, due to mind control, MKUltra, we are a dumbed nation. We are a dumbed down and damned nation, you know? And so when we see all these events that are starting to take place, they're going to accelerate. Back to my statement, pray and seek the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a believer, if you're not, go ahead and get on whatever airplane you want. But I'll tell you, I won't tell you who, someone I knew was headed to DC yesterday. And if you remember, I think it was either yesterday, day before, I could be off because all my hours and days run together as my days and nights do. And the person said they couldn't figure out why they were having so much concern and discernment. And I told the person, I said, that's because God's speaking to your heart. Don't do it. Well, if anybody knows the story, D.C., their, you know, airport was shut down. I'm talking about the commercial one. And, you know, the point is that this person had to get from point A to point B, and she could have never gotten to point B unless, you know, she bagged going to D.C. So what's important to me is this. My bottom line is I want people to be saved. My bottom line is if you hate my guts or if you're a cowardly, I'm speaking to a specific woman whose first name is Pat. She knows who she is. If you're a handmaiden from hell, shut up. Shut up, because you don't know what the bleep you're talking about. And you cowardly, cowardly woman. And I'm just saying this. What have you done? Who have you led to the Lord Jesus Christ? What are you doing to put a bulwark, in other words, a fence between you and evil? Doug, we're running out of time to play footsies. We're running out of time to play tiddlywinks, okay? We're running out of time. And to quote, running on empty, the song, we're beyond empty. We're on vapor lock. And, here's the problem. I understand human nature, but most do not understand MKUltra. Most do not understand mind control. Most do not even give it a second thought to traumatic brainwashing or brain manipulation to split people's personalities. And you and I have talked about that. You and I have talked about that.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, again, any incident of national trauma, I mean, look, Mind, the controlling of one's behavior, also known as mind control, has been refined and is continuing today. It's so obvious, and Steve has pointed this out many times. And again, last week's shows, I try to show you, not just tell you, but show you, and then how to resist that. But you know something, Steve? When I opened the show today with, you know, hey, don't be arguing about stuff, you know, about the Jews and stuff like that, because, there are so many emotional triggers built into that that it's easily recognizable as a psychological operation. But that was built on the national trauma, witnessing a national bloody event, actually from 9/11 through September 10th of this year with respect to the Charlie Kirk murder. So having said that, you're exactly right. And please, folks, listen to Steve, because he's 100% right. When you're looking at all of this, maybe my message wasn't as polished as Steve's might be. But look, folks, you're being manipulated. So that's why you need to put the flipping phone down, shut off the TV, take your dog, go for a walk, and you know, just go ahead, sir, please.
Well, Doug, I need you to take him in, because I got to go fill my cup with water. So I'll be back in 2 minutes. But thanks, and then we're going to get in. 3-Eye Atlas, the Vatican cover-up. And I'm going to give you a couple still images from our new film. And I'll tell you this, the writer, Gary Cole, is gifted. He's probably one of the finest computer animators in the world. He's really good. He's also a classical pianist. He writes his own scores. And that guy's under attack. So I'd really like people to pray for him, because he's got a whole lot to give. And I don't know anybody that's could have put up with all the threats, intimidation, and personal issues and still come to an amazing film. So if you'll just take
sure.
Minutes. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the beauty part of Steve having the long segments of commentary where I can go out, or where I can, you know, fill my water cup and not be noticed. But, again, I just want to bring this kind of back to my area of concern, or my wheelhouse here. And that's this. Today, look, there are certain things that are happening. Obviously, yesterday I mentioned about the J6 pipe bomber, right? Or January 5th, 6th pipe bomber, and Steve Baker. I was referencing Steve Baker's work, part of the blaze, back, like him or not, I don't care. And I had that suspicion that they were going to delay. But boy, in a sense, knowing kind of like the backstory a little bit, and folks, let me say, I don't know what they 100% what he has, what they have. Okay. But I do know what I know based on investigation. And I'm telling you right now, but I can see maybe a delay. Maybe that announcement might not have been the best, but then again, thinking about it, maybe it was okay, because that alerted a segment of the population who's paying attention to certain things, and gave Baker, as well as that platform, that venue, a little bit of insulation. Okay. Again, please understand, you saw the videos from that deputy sheriff in Dallas in 63. Well, there's a whole bunch of deputy sheriffs and people in law enforcement positions, so that ended up dead. So that's still active. And then one last thing before Steve comes back, and that's this. Looking at, I spent some time yesterday talking about the grand jury system. Today, I think it was today, or maybe last night or today, I heard this. The man that threw that sandwich at the police or ICE agents in D.C. Isn't it interesting where they caught this, five different angles on video, and they charged this individual. They took it to trial, and the D.C. jury found him not guilty. in spite of the video evidence. And you may say, well, wait a second, throwing a sandwich, is that really assault? I fully understand and in some way agree with you. Okay. But do you see the reason why I spoke about the grand jury issue? Because if you got 16 to 23 people and you're drawing from a contaminated cesspool of biased political operatives that are brainwashed, and I mean that, to a certain political ideology, well, what do you think is going to happen when certain cases, especially high profile cases, make it to a jury? Yeah, there you go. And that's why I spent some time yesterday on this. Okay, Steve's back. Steve, I'm going to turn it back to you. And yeah, the Atlas, things I did not cover, you are covering. So go ahead, sir, when you're ready.
Well, one of the most important things, I'm sorry, I just hit my table. One of the most important things I want people to understand is 3i Atlas, which is an extra solar, meaning came from out of our solar system. The amount of cover-up going on over that is, well, this is almost, I don't mean it to be a pun, but astronomical, because there's a whole lot of people that are scared to death that are trying to manage. In essence, this is the advance guard that everybody's been talking about for basically the revealing of the aliens, disclosure. Now, no asteroid has ever changed course. No asteroid has ever been able to do what 3i Atlas has done. Seven additional craft, and they're craft have basically joined 3i Atlas, and they've split off. And here's what I really want people to understand. We see in the Glyph Project, and again, it's available only by subscription, exactly how disclosure is going to play out. I'm not going to tell you. I'm sorry at this point. Well, if you were a real Christian, you'd tell. Because I am trying to get people to think things through. Here's one thing that you need to know. No one had more video time and more interviews, Tom Horn and I, than we did with Doug in the early days.
Oh, yeah.
Started out radio. Those video interviews and our radio have gone worldwide millions of times. And again, Tom was the one, God bless him. He was one of the most gifted men I've ever met in my life. It's not flattery, it's truth. And he's one of the best orators there ever was. But when we talked off record, I stayed in his house multiple times. And, multiple times we would talk, and we'd talk amongst ourselves. And this is after Chris Putnam died, and obviously Tom and Chris had gone to the telescope on Mount Graham, and Tom always used to say the binocular, I call it binocular, but he'd say binocular infrared telescope. And by the way, I miss him with all my heart. But while they were at the Mount Graham Observatory, which is owned by the Catholic Church, the astronomers said point blank to Tom and to Chris, sometimes we have so many UFOs, we've got to wait for the fields to clear. Now, I want people to understand, infrared telescopes are different than optical telescopes. And to be able to see in the infrared realm is a big deal. But that quote is direct from the man who was the astronomer that was telling Tom and showing Tom and Chris Putnam the infrared Lucifer telescope. Now, look, I've long forgotten what Lucifer is the acronym for. You can look it up and, you'll see it. But interestingly enough, that was placed on Mount Graham, which is one of the most important Stargate locations on planet Earth. And, again, people, I don't believe that stuff. Your problem is that the naysayers, you just don't believe anything except your own vomitous denial. I'm sorry, but that's the only thing I can say. In essence, your dog's eating your own vomit, because it is important that people understand this. Now, I want to show you some images. These are still images from the coming Alien Vatican agenda. Gary Cole did the computer animations, and they're second to none in quality. He wrote it, he directed it, and I had the good, I guess to say, the blessing to be able to produce it. That means, you know, I'm the guy, the producer, pays it, and then has to make sure that everything lines up with the Word of God. And Gary's been incredibly accommodating for that, and I've had, you know, my input into the script. But if Eric, if you'd start with the first image I sent you. Okay, this is obviously St. Peter's Square, and this is one of the craft that has basically been seen. Now, this is the artist's rendition. Obviously, well, I don't believe that's a real photo. Duh, it isn't, okay? But it's the interpretation. Now, go to the next.
That's also the cover art from one of Tom's books, I think.
No, it isn't. No, this is exclusive to us. Nope.
Okay.
But there was a Vatican on the front, you know, and all that.
Okay.
Next one, please, Eric. I want people to get a flavor. This is the Pope meeting and greeting the alien. Now, for the record, Guy Comsolagno wrote the book. He's a multiple PhD astronomer, and Tom talked to him in person, and it basically is a Vatican's their entire preparatory instructions for greeting the aliens when they arrive. And they believe they're arriving. Just even, I believe Alex Jones, I didn't hear him, but he was talking about one of his sources. Next shot, please, or next image. Again, this is the important thing is that for the first time in history, when the former Pope was alive, he went and opened up the different gates. That's never been done. So, oh, they do that every year. Not five of them. Next image, please. Okay, this is obviously, if you don't know, this is St. Peter's Square. This is the location of the Vatican, and it's critical that people understand, because what I'm going to tell you next, it will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. It blew my mind, and, you know, I live with this stuff. Next one, please. And this is the bottom line. The ambassador from the alien civilization and the Pope are greeting. And if you notice in the back, there's an automaton. It's a like a female robot alien. And the Pope is greeting off to the right screen image. You'll see. There you go. Thank you, Eric. And this is the preparatory image for the Vatican agreeing to baptize aliens. Here's their thinking. God created everything. God created aliens. Therefore, they can be baptized. That is not true. Jesus died for human beings. In no place in the Bible are hybrids ever allowed to exist in parallel with God's people. That's why when Joshua, the book of Joshua, when he crossed over the Jordan, remember, the children of Israel, when Moses was alive, Moses had to stay on the opposite side of the Jordan. Joshua and Caleb went forward into the Jordan River, second baptism, if you will, and they basically encountered 31 tribes of the Rephaim, R-E-P-H-A-I-M. So what the alien Vatican agenda is going to show you is the preparation that are already in motion. And as of, let's see, 24 hours ago, I reached out to some people in that world, not the aliens, and they have a gag order on them right now. Meaning the NASA has a gag order on it. And, you know, the joke is never a straight answer. But what's problematic is somebody high in politics wants to take credit for introducing the aliens to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, based on what I'm told as of tonight, there are 3,000 ships, 3,000, boy, that beats Independence Day, the movie, that 3,000 ships that are coming into visibility. Now, I want to share something about cloaking. Cloaking can mean two things. It can mean invisibility. That's what most people think of. Or you can change the shape and form of the outer craft, and you can basically, if you will, that's the aliens' version of Halloween with their base ships. And so what's critical is I understand that the order was given to certain members of a top secret, the Jesuits, to absolutely monitor every location where all of these sightings are seen and things are falling out of the sky to get to them before anybody else. This is called a controlled narrative. And I'm sorry to have to say it this way, but whoever wants to spin this wants to take credit for it. And when they take credit for it, the world will go, well, look, he was the first guy to do this. That's why there's gag orders on everybody. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
It does. Yeah. Continue, please. Yes. Okay. You're on target.
And so the thing is that we're watching these things like a hawk, pun intended. We're looking at all of the ancillary and intersecting data, but we have an advantage. We have an advantage over NASA, have an advantage over the Catholic Church, have an advantage over whoever wants to keep this hidden. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all of the guys who are doing UAP stuff, I'll tell you a fascinating statement. I won't tell you who told me this, but he said, Steve, when I queried all the guys you see on Ancient Aliens, I don't mean the three hosts, but I mean the people that are testifying before Congress, he said point blank, they would freeze up when he would talk about giants, okay? Now, why is that important? Well, they're talking about disclosure. They're talking about the aliens coming. They're talking about all the motions that they cannot put in the context of human technology. And for the record, all the electrogravitic propulsion that they use to overcome gravity is reverse alien technology. And some of the craft that have crashed, not only Roswell, but after that, there are 47 incidents, they needed gravity maps. And if you want to look it up on the internet, ladies and gentlemen, if the gravity map and the gravity well changes, these craft are using what are called electrogravitic propulsion. I don't want to get into it, but all I'm saying is this. The crashes are well chronicled. The live aliens are well chronicled. And when Jesse, the guy that went into Mexico was showing a craft, when he looked into the craft was, I think, 10 feet long and 4 feet high, and it was suspended in the air, just like, Independence Day with the craft in Area 51. He said it was vast. In other words, the outside shape of the craft didn't have any bearing to do with how vast the interior was. Well, in all of the artifacts, we found, digging them out of the ground, and God bless Jesse, you did a great job. But we found the control panel grid with the symbols on it that told how to fly the bloody thing. And I told the story many times. They wanted $1 million of people that had the craft, and I couldn't come up with $1 million. And in the time that Jesse and I were talking, I was racking my brain, and guess who came in? The spooks with $1 million in cash and got the craft. So I don't know how they flew it. I don't know if they trucked it out. I don't know how they broke the electrogravitic suspension. But I know one thing. I know that with the instructions that were deciphered using the glyph team, that it was simple to fly it because it's just like a science fiction movie. Although I wouldn't fly it. Nobody want to get an aircraft or a spacecraft with me, because I'd say, what does this button do? And without the instructions, it'd be zoom, something would disappear. But the point is that it's critical that people understand that right now, the Vatican is giving contemporary orders, and it's not the Pope. It's the head cardinal, I don't know what you call him, certainly not the head of the baseball team. But the bottom line is that they are watching the skies and they're looking for something that's coming down from heaven. Now, they could be looking for New Jerusalem because that comes down from heaven. They could be looking for the armada that's coming. And ladies and gentlemen, when something can cloak, it means it goes invisible or it can transform the outer shell of the craft. But what's really interesting in my world, and I think those of you who have ever seen my Mars presentation at the conference or seen it on Vimeo, both Uma, you know, I call it Umau Mau, but Uma, the first extrasolar asteroid, and then now we have the, actually 3i Atlas is the third, but they both intersected from different parts of outside our solar system at the orbital plane between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt, where that planet was called Astra, A-S-T-R-A. By the Greeks. The Greeks are on record as claiming that they could see Mars when it came close to the Earth. By the way, it wasn't always a circular orbit. It was elliptical. And at one point, I think it came within 50,000 miles. The gravity was absolutely astonishing. And then the electrical discharge between Mars and the Earth, I believe that's what carved the Grand Canyon. Water obviously flowed through it. But, you know, if you understand a plasma torch, the plasma discharge between the greater body having and the lesser body, that happens. And there's a bunch of physics issues involved in that. But when you look at Olympus Mons, which is the tallest volcano in our solar system, when you look at the presence of Valle Marineris, which is obviously the Martian equivalent of the Grand Canyon, and you look at the multiplied, and you look at how close Mars is, its orbit, and all of the things taking place on Mars, you could almost say at one point it was Earth's twin. And now we have an interesting issue coming up, because the Mars is always called the angry red planet, the planet of war. Every ancient society I know of, Doug, and I know quite a few of them, were always attributing the proximity of Mars, and I'm not talking about horoscopes, the proximity of Mars to the Earth as a time of war. And so that's how it's got its name, the planet, the war planet. Before Greg Evenson passed away, before another guy that I knew passed away, I've actually known three people that have been to Mars that are dead. Two of them are still alive, and I wish Hawk were here, because Hawk has a really good friend. He's my friend too, but he's Hawk's best friend, and you know, he's been there. And obviously, whether you want to believe that Andrew Basiago is real or not, he knows stuff that nobody else knows. And if you can understand this, that they don't use Saturn rocket technology to go to Mars, they use Stargates. A Stargate is different, and this is a critical point. A Stargate will bring you to basically two different places in the universe. You have to have point A, point B, but it's just like the movie. You get there almost instantly. And that's what's so fascinating about Mars. Because look, you know, people say, well, the moon landing was fake. I said, really doesn't matter in my world, because I'm dealing with stuff that isn't fake. But when Stargate, the movie, came out, with Kurt Russell, I mean, one of my favorite movies, and James Spader. James Spader was the guy that deciphered. Did you remember, ladies and gentlemen, what was making the gate work? It were the symbols. And those symbols, or glyphs — a glyph is just another word for a symbol. Maybe I should have made it easier and call it the Symbol Project. But the point is that this stuff is how the ancients went, and this is how the fallen angels, and this is why the pyramids now are being found all over the world, and under the ocean, and in places in the jungles, and they're using LIDAR, they're using all types of the most sophisticated equipment to find these. So back to 3i Atlas. How close are we to disclosure? When the aliens show up, and people absolutely fall for it, and they claim, we're your gods, and we created you. And they show you pictures, if you will, like the equivalent of a DVD, and show you all of their manipulations in history. This is why the Smithsonian and the other gatekeepers of ancient technology and ancient history are so adamant. They want to release it only when Lucifer shows up as a man of peace, as the Antichrist, taking the place of Jesus Christ — that's what Antichrist means — and then says, seducing the whole world, because we're in a period where so many people, Doug, can't apply the deduction. They can't deduce the seducing going on. And because people rejected Jesus, the Bible says, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And now we see Christianity being persecuted all over the world. Actually, I got some stuff from Nigeria today. I'll send it to you, but I was going to say, I'll put it up, send it to Eric to put it up. Too gruesome. We're talking body parts. We're talking blood all over the world. These were Christians that basically the Muslims came in and slaughtered them. One of the pastors reached out to me. They need some money for food. I mean, they're destitute. And he proved to me he was who he said he was. And the images are abhorrent. Okay, they're just abhorrent. So, ladies and gentlemen, I salute President Trump when he said we're going to go in and we're going to stop the slaughter of Christians. I want to see that happen with all my heart. But Doug, here's the issue. When a nation is so seduced, and when its Christian presence is so reduced, then Christians become vilified. And the vilification, it goes back to my formula: identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And look at what's happening now. The destruction on Christians all over the world. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you may not think that brethren being slaughtered in Africa or brethren being slaughtered in China and basically deorganized, meaning their organs are taken out, and you may not think it's a big deal, but because we in the West failed to stand up, that's coming to America. I said it before. Terrorism on our shore, terrorism on our door, war on our shore, war on our door. And Doug, so your question, I'll tell you this. Everyone will know what to do when they need to do it. And people need to purpose in their heart ahead of time. And if somebody wants to be a pacifist, well, I'm just going to lay down and die. You're going to watch your wife be raped until her insides are on her outside? That's what happens.
And to your statement, I just want to make one clarification. I think hopefully I believe this, you'll know what to do, or you'll know what to do. Okay. Your footsteps will be guided by God. To those people who are listening to God, not some AI, not some phone device, but you're listening, you're plugged into God, you will be guiding your steps. That's just to clarify, that's what you meant, right?
Yeah. And here's the other thing about the FEMA camps. Right now, the Glyph Project is turning up data. The next one goes out, and we do two of them a month, 15th, around the 15th. And the amount of glee in the Luciferians is they're already wetting their chops with the blood of the innocents, getting ready to do a whole lot of murder. So, ladies and gentlemen, where do people go when the stock market crashes, when they have no money, when they have no place to sleep because they've been evicted from the homes because, you know, some super consortium of wicked financial people have seized everything? And where do people go? And then they're going to be offered, look, take your wife or take your family. We'll send the buses and take you there. But there's just one problem with that. And I know this from pastors. I know this from ex-military guys. And when I say ex-military guys, I'm not talking about a corporal, a sergeant, a captain, a colonel. I'm talking four-star generals, active duty. Active duty. Maybe I can count four. You know, by the way, I only have five, not six. The point being is that the prison camps will sound awfully good. So the churches who have already sold out, you think they've sold Jesus out. They've sold you out. If you go to a church that does not preach Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected, run for your life. If you go to a church where that they belong to the clergy response team, let me tell you what that means. You can look it up on the internet. I know pastors that said it's true. I know some churches in Bozeman that refused to answer that question. And one of them was the head CRT, clergy response team coordinator. And they tell you, well, Mr. Jones, We know the country's in such bad shape. There's rioting, there's looting, and for your safety, Mr. Jones, and of course, Mrs. Jones, and of course, your lovely children, we're going to take you to the places we've prepared, and we're going to feed you and clothe you and take care of you. But there's something funny going on. There's three different buses, or nine different buses. The women go on one. You don't want to know what they're going to do to them. The men go on another, and it's going to be exactly what happened to the Israeli people that were taken by the terrorists and everything you can think of horrible, and what's done to the Palestinians. And what's this is the age of torture and slaughter and insane wickedness. So back to the clergy response team. What do they get out of it? Check your pastor. I'm making this name up. Pastor Swanson, have you checked your account today? We just really appreciate you coming on board with CRT. Now, you've got to sign an agreement to keep this quiet. We don't want people to panic. That's like saying a bunch of cannibals saying, sign on the dotted line so you don't get eaten, even though you know you're going to get eaten. And I think it's critical. Look at what happened to North Carolina. Look at the FEMA camps. They weren't allowed, and this was under Bidenstein. This was under the Biden criminal cartel. This is under the puppet master. They weren't open to the people in North Carolina who needed the help. And even those, well, they use the word, bastards, and that's a biblical term, meaning a spawn of hell, would not give people food that was even being donated. I remember Gary Haven was flying food in along with a bunch of helicopter pilots and getting the people that were just devastated. But look at this. FEMA was supposed to be there to manage that and to help the people. To my knowledge, and I know I'm right here, none of the the trailer houses or the homes were trailer homes were opened up to the public. Those people were freezing. They were hungry. They were starving. They've gone through the biggest trauma in their lives. And God bless each and every one of you in North Carolina that lived through it. And God bless each and every one of you that did whatever you could do to help them. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the FEMA camps are going to be activated, and it's going to become critical. Doug, go ahead and take it. I got to let my dog in. He's howling.
Sure, sure. Only in a live show. I love that because you can't. You know, that's why I'm so glad we have a platform that's live, because you cannot recreate these moments like that. You know, it's it might not mean like a lot to certain people, but it's fun to see people or have people engage in normal stuff. This is my particular take on things. We're facing so much right now is at stake. I think we're at this hinge moment in time. I think that we have made the decision to tolerate what's intolerable. That's how we're here. We've made the decision not to be, you know, it's almost like that bystander effect or the choice of not becoming involved. It's for that reason we're here. And I like to evaluate the reasons why we're here or how we got here and then look at that and say, okay, well, now what do we do? And I think Steve is addressing a lot of this. Now he's back, dog's in. Give him a little scratch behind the ear and, good to go. Steve, I'll kick it back to you.
Well, that was Cyrus, my Labradoodle, and he just had to have a knee replacement. And I looked at him and I go, hey, Cyrus, we're in the same boat, little buddy. And so, you know, I mean, I love my dogs, and I know you love your dogs. Oh, yeah. And I talk to my dogs and I say, now I understand why Mark Twain made the statement he did. The more people he meets, the more he likes his dogs and, you know, or his dog singular. But back to the point at hand, I want to focus now. And again, we'll be releasing on Hagman, Doug's show, Hagman, just so you know, when the trailer's done for the alien Vatican agenda, that's when I'll bring Gary on and let you speak to him, because he's a gifted, gifted man. For instance, most people don't know this, but one of the theme songs we had for one of the conferences, it was one of our own songs. We paid for it, and Gary got, I think it was one of the famous orchestras in the world that did Star Wars. I don't remember if it was Czechoslovakia, but it was an entire symphony that played his song that he wrote for us. And it's an astonishing talent. And the powers that be have had to had tried to destroy him. And by the grace of God, he's still alive. And I thank literally all of you who have prayed for him, especially Sue in the House of Prayer, and those of you who could understand the amount of warfare against him was out of this earth. It was loose for himself. So pray, please, for Gary Cole, because he's under an attack. And if he told you what was going on in his life, I can promise you it breaks your heart, and you can understand how the devil wants certain things stopped. Now I want to get to the economy, Doug, because it's really critical. How many minutes do we have?
We've got as long as you want, but up 20 in the normal sense.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The economy is absolutely imploding. Does it seem strange to everybody that the military can't be paid unless a private billionaire puts up the money? And we're going to go to war in Venezuela, Cuba. We're going to go to war with Iran. That's still in the cards. We're going to go to war here, there, everywhere. And now that we, the United States, is overseeing the attack on the Ukraine, don't take any of their nonsense. They all of the smart weapons use American satellites. And so this is what makes me crazy. It infuriates me. It doesn't make me crazy. But what is astonishing is that the economy of the United States is dead. It's doomed. It's damned. And for the record, just in the last, over the weekend and today, you know, $70 billion, $90 billion, here a billion, there a billion. But the total debt in the United States isn't the 39 trillion. That's book set one. Then book set two, this is what the public doesn't see, is in the trillions, okay? And hundreds of trillions, and that's in the realm of derivatives. And so when you find out the true financial state of the United States, it's coming apart at the seams. So the tariffs are terrifying to me. Why? The American public pays for it. When I see, and again, you guys, I want you to watch YouTube videos. These people aren't faking it. There's some really gifted people communicating. I'm not talking about certain people saying they're going to steal your groceries in the parking lot. And Doug, I'm on record. You know, you probably heard me on Greg Hunter talking about people should go to the grocery stores with their spouses, because as people get desperate, they do desperate things. And this is why everyone should be going to sat123.com and getting your dark bags and putting your phone, your keys, and your garage door clicker in it, because the sophistication of the criminals now is gone high tech. They have the equipment to listen to your phone calls if they have Stingray technology, and they can buy that. They have the ability to read as you press your garage door clicker. They can capture the code. As you open your key, your wireless key lock, they can capture that. And I recommend, look, on my truck, I've got a key that I can use, the one you press on electronic key, or I have it, you flip a button and the regular key comes up. I want everyone to practice being aware of your surrounding, especially when you're going to grocery stores. And do not go alone, ladies. Do not go alone. Get into a habit of looking over under your vehicle. Never get into a car unless you can verify there's nobody in the back seat. And ladies and gentlemen, here's how it works. People sit in the parking lot with spotters, and the car can be, all the way across the parking lot. Doug can tell you how this works better than I. And they'll be texting their hell phones, and telling, hey, we've got a sucker coming, or the other way around, someone's in the line buying, you know, whatever junk food, and they'll text their person outside, hey, this person just dumped $100, $200. That's where we're at, Doug. And this is why, people have to be on guard. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but if it doesn't scare you when, or let's say this at least alert you to the danger you're in, then I don't know what we can do. What we can do, we can do. So you can go to sat123.com, get a dark bag, get one of their bigger ones. So like mine that I carry, I can throw my phone in there. I can carry my pistol in there. Yes. I can put my keys in there. I can put my clicker in there. And, you know, all I know is this, my head's on a swivel. And, you know, fortunately, I have a camera in my truck. I can see who's following me over the hardcover on the back of my truck. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're being, surveilled and tracked to your home, do not go home. Don't pull into your driveway. Go someplace else. Again, this is what we're talking about, the dark bags. And there's so many different sizes. Eric, will you scroll right a little bit for me? Right there. You know, I use the bigger one, the attaché style. And again, it's just, I want more space for stuff because I always have more stuff. And, you know, again, it's critical. And if you don't have a handgun, get bear spray and get the big ones. If you don't have bear spray, go to a hardware store and get wasp spray. Do not ever turn your window down when you get on your window. Don't do it. Show kindness when the Lord tells you to show kindness, but don't be stupid. I think there's a new bumper sticker, Doug. Don't be stupid, stay alive. So the economy is imploding. The banks are going to go with a reverse bail-in, and the reverse bail-in means they'll take everybody's account and issue you bank stock, worthless bank stock. And already, listen, I know you see it, I see it, and I hear about it every day. So-and-so wanted to go to a bank and pull out $5,000 in cash. They get the third degree by the banker. They basically intimidate them. They interrogate them. And if they don't have the money, they say, well, here's a cashier's check. Go to a different bank. It's going to become so, how do I say this, intense. And I've made my goal. Again, I want people to understand this. You've got to think tactically. You've got to think practically. And if you have a friend, dump them. Well, I could never, you know, I could never fight back. I could never do this. And I get them all the time. I get, you know, weenies, okay? And you remember that song, Feelings? The whole Feelings, da-da? I hated that song. But anyway, I changed the words to weenies. And I'm seeing it all the time. Why is it that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Anna Paulina, is that her name? Luna?
Yeah, man.
She's good with a gun. I watched a video with her husband. Kudos to her husband. He or somebody who knew trained her well. And you can tell the way, she has got my respect. And this is what I want people to understand. This is not a nice world. And if you have a problem with conscience and your friend doesn't, then you need to find other people that are pacifists. Because again, there is no admonition in scripture against self-defense. He who lives by the sword will die by sword. That means, for the record, that's a mercenary. How did a mercenary live? By basically living by the sword, you know? Yet it was a Roman centurion who, basically declared Jesus to be the Son of God. And Jesus pointed that centurion out. He didn't say, you know, I got a real problem with you. You carry a sword and you're making your living. No, he said, I have not seen such great faith in all of Israel, you know? And that guy was a warrior. And thank God for all you tier one guys. Thank God for what you've done. Thank God for the Jamie Waltons. Thank God for Jonathan Sosa. Jonathan Sosa preaches on the Q Files, and people are saying, man, that's good preaching. He's not a a girly man. He is a warrior, also a Marine, but Jamie Marine, Jonathan Marine, you know, these guys are good guys. But what I'm saying is they know what to do to protect people. And it's important that people understand. I won't go to a church or a fellowship where somebody's not packing. That's my question. Do you have armed guards present? Well, we don't want to talk about it. I said, you want to see me there and tithe? Tell me the answer. You know, and most people know I'm not a pacifist. So, you know, again, I met my friend who put in one of my security systems, and he was packing. I said, man, I love you. He was in church. We were coming out of church. And, you know, it was so refreshing to me to know that, I mean, number one, he's capable. And number two, it's about stopping evil. And I wish people, Doug, would get that. So where are we at with the monetary system? James Rawls, the survival blog, made a statement, cash will be king until cash becomes trash. Every day we're seeing more inflationary pressure. Inflationary pressure is the money supply can increase dramatically, and people think they're cash rich. And guess what? The cash doesn't buy as much as before the money supply increased. Banks are having liquidity problems. I can't tell you, probably three or four a week tell me, Steve, I went to the bank, they wouldn't give me my money. And you know what my answer is? You're right, because they don't consider it your money, it's their money. And so, you know, I can't, people say this, well, gold is just so heavy. I said, are you kidding me? A woman's purse with 40 ounces would be worth, 40 ounces would be worth, you know, $180,000. I remember selling gold, Doug, when we first met, and it was $400, you know, pretty good. And again, here is the bottom line. You have to acquire barter skills, because what the world has done is forsaken the U.S. dollar. The dollar's dead. 45% of the biggest trading groups in the world, India, China, Russia, and Iran. Iran's got a lot of oil money, and so does Maduro in Venezuela. And look, I'm an old-fashioned guy. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's oil fields. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's, you know, a party. And I this is insanity to me, but here's the point. When people go insane, no amount of reason will reach breakthrough to them. If I wanted peace with Russia, I would say, I'd say, Mr. Putin, this is going to stop, and it's going to stop with me. First of all, your $300 billion will be released to you no later than by tomorrow. Second of all, every NATO asset, whether it's men or materials, will be pulled out of the Ukraine. Third of all, I want to have a real heart-to-heart. And we never tell the truth. I want everybody to know that. We never tell the truth. We make deals and treaties and never intend to go with them. Victoria Nuland's a good example. Margaret Thatcher said, hey, we lied. And so how do you trust anybody that just lies and lies and lies? And some of the most important events are coming down our way. Because I'll tell you point blank, there has been no subterfuge in telling the advanced missile technology, the advanced submarine technology, for instance, the Belgorod, you know, it dives deeper, it goes faster, it's invisible to sonar. And again, this isn't a slamming of the U.S., but the demons in the White House, and D.C. stands in my world for demonic central, they have destroyed us, starting with Bill Clinton, when he gave the Chinese the entire top secret patents. In the U.S., and what weren't in the patents, you know, tens of thousands of Chinese students went to universities and they got what they needed. The bioweaponization of pathogens based on genetic makeup, I remember talking about that for 20 years. This isn't a pat myself on the back. I'm saying give God the glory. Somebody had to tell the truth. But people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what makes them feel good. good. They want the warm fuzzies. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm saying time is running out. Well, you've said that for 20 years. I said, yeah, and I was 20 years ahead and you were 20 years behind. And your denial hasn't gotten you any place unless you put your heart to applying. And I tell everybody, the most wonderful word I know to pray, even for those of you who don't believe in Jesus, even those of you who are atheists, agnostics, yeah, only until you're in the foxhole, say, Jesus, if you're real, help, reveal yourself to me. An honest heart gets an honest answer every time. Not, well, if you're real, cause that bush to burn for me. Sorry, brother, you're going to get the nuclear bush, and it isn't going to be by the hand of God. So how do we respond? The scripture, like Francis Schaeffer, I read him when I first got saved 52 years ago. Brilliant man. His son, the filmmaker, I hired Frankie Schaeffer, and by the time he got through rewriting the script, it was called The Singer, The Song, and The Finale. It was like Mad Max meets Jesus in a warehouse. I'm not kidding you. Well, that was out the door. So what's important, I really have had these experiences, but what's important is maintaining our testimony, because only God can get us through. Only God can get us through. It's like, Corrie ten Boom in the book, The Hiding Place. She explained what God does under the worst circumstances. And she said when she was a little girl, and that her father would take she and her sister, and they would go up on the platform. In Europe, everything was a platform because usually the tracks were raised higher than the ground. And her father wouldn't give them the tickets to get on the train until they were ready to board. And from that statement, she was teaching people that God will give you what you need at the time you need it, if you'll look to him for it. And, you know, I'm thinking about this. I want everyone to apply this word to politics of the day, no matter who is, you know, claiming stuff that isn't true. We read the beginning of the posting from the president, but God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And help, I wrote a whole book about it, and it was called basically I can't even remember my own book now, that's how tired I am, but Jesus, the premise, the promise. And help was his everlasting presence, meaning Jesus, his everlasting provision, meaning Jesus, his everlasting promise, meaning Jesus, his everlasting presence, if I said that twice, his everlasting purity, his everlasting, there was a bunch of them, you know, each one was a chapter. And for what it's worth, you know, I got the download in the shower. And what's happening, and this is important, help. I'm not talking about the song Help by the Beatles. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, you know. And I do believe, you know, here's the thing, help. Help, help, help. King David went from destroying Goliath to drooling on his beard when he was being pursued later in life, pretending to be crazy. Well, I don't think much of David. You go up against Goliath. You go up against the lion, the bear. Everybody's got an opinion, Doug, but what does their life testify to? And what's interesting about critics, okay? Critics are like crickets. You know, I can't do a cricket sound, but crickets chirp. And then all the other, I don't know if there's a better word for chirping or crickets than chirping. And then all the other crickets begin to chirp. And pretty soon you've got a cacophony of sound of chirping crickets, okay? It's the same way with denialists. And I want people to understand this. The economy is in shambles. Tariffs destroyed this country. It doesn't matter if President Trump says, we got $20 trillion dedicated to investing in the country. That doesn't do any good when you're making war and have declared war on the strongest superpower in the world. That is Russia. It's no longer the United States. By the way, I hope everybody knows this. When Doge took over and was firing government employees, they fired the nuclear technicians from both Sandia and in New Mexico and all the nuclear places, the Pantex in Texas, the most skilled people in the world. It takes years to train them. And so they're sitting with all these nuclear weapons. Number one, they don't know we don't know that they work. And my guess is there's going to be so much failure that Henry Gruver's vision will make so much sense in real time. Henry saw that when the Russians invaded the United States, that none of the command, control, and communications would work. That not one missile made it out to counter the attack on the United States. Well, you know, 20 years ago, that was hard to believe. Now it's easy to believe because we're provoking Russia to the point that they tried. And look, they tried. But if somebody wants to commit nuclear genocide on their own people, then I don't want that person still controlling. And by the way, there's a whole lot of protocols. Fortunately, I know nuclear physicists, and it's not as easy as taking the biscuit off your neck. That's something that you have to use to activate the firing sequence and the attaché case that the president carries. There's a whole lot of stuff that has to be done. Yet the Russians are on 30 seconds and counting. I talked to a nuclear missile guy, 3-4 days ago? And I don't mean to mislead on time. To me, it's within the time period of the last rising of the moon and setting of the sun. Okay? The protocols are pretty well, how should I say this, secure. Yet Russia has, and I want everyone to know this, they are anticipating a secret strike from the West using nuclear missiles. And they've put all of their missiles on 30 second and counting. It means everything they have is ready to go on 30 seconds.